You know, this would be a great contest for us. They're a great team. Lots of weapons everywhere, both sides of the ball. And, you know, they're a team that we're trying to get to their level. They're 9-4 and playing well. And so this would be a good divisional test for us.
How do you feel about those four that haven't practiced all week?
I love them. I mean, what?
Your philosophy on being able to actually play if you haven't practiced all week?
It depends on each guy. It really depends on each guy. Some guys can go in and play by working out because they've been up on things. Some guys can't.
List anybody out?
We may, but we don't know.
Glover Quinn, I mean, last game he had the pick against Teddy Bridgewater, kind of baiting him into that touch, that pass there. What have you seen from him over the last few weeks that has made him such an effective safety this year with the Lions?
Well, he's always been a pretty good safety, and you know, their defensive backs are very aggressive. They sit on a lot of routes. They play coverage very tight, and so you know, it helps. And then with the rush that they have, it helps to do those things. But he's a good player.
From their corners, based off some of the other guys that you've seen this year?
They're aggressive in a different way. They're aggressive in a different way. They, I mean, you know, it's hard to compare to different.
What different about their aggressiveness?
Oh, the techniques that they play, kind of.
With Everson, has there been any consideration to use him inside just for some versatility or matchup issues or anything like that?
There has been consideration, yes.
What's kind of kept you from doing that?
Well, nothing's really kept us from doing it. He's been having success where he's been, but, I mean, we're always looking for matchups. That's a possibility that may happen. I don't know. We'll see.
Filled in along the offensive line, and Vlad and Joe and Mike Harris.
They're guys that battle, you know. All three of them, they hang in there. They're pretty smart and getting where they're supposed to go. This will be a good test for them this week. Yeah, but you know, and the Jets were a good test too. They were, you know, they're pretty good up front as well.
Along those lines, you're Joe Berger, the way he stepped in, and just you guys haven't missed a beat with him. Talk about how you feel.
Are what with him?
Joe, just the way he stepped in at right guard and how he's played this.
Yeah,
game.
Well, he's done a good job. He's you know, sometimes those guys in there, they just got to fight. You know, there's a lot of things that happen, and these backup players that go in, it's knowing what to do, knowing how to do it, and then when you get the opportunity, you got to be able to fight. And there's sometimes, you know, that we're helping him, sometimes we're helping other guys, and so, but it's important that they're all on the same page as we get going. But he's done a good job.
I heard Sully talk about Sheldon Richardson from the Jets and how he's the best kind of interior pass rusher he's faced this year. How does Richardson and Sue kind of compare?
I would say they're different types of guys. Richardson's good. I mean, they're both good. Sue is, you know, I think I said this the other day, explosive, physical, athletic. But, I mean, they're different in their game, I think.
Two games left in the division. What's been the difficulty so far of just trying to get that first division win that you so far this season?
Well, let's see. First Detroit game, we didn't play good enough to win. You know, 8 sacks, 3 turnovers. First Green Bay game, they got after us pretty good. Second Green Bay game, we didn't finish. And Chicago, we probably didn't play good enough. So I guess the difficulty is that they've played better than we have on those days.
Who worries you more as a head coach, Calvin or Sue?
Well, when they're on offense, Calvin, when they're on defense, Sue. How's that? well, you know, the great receivers that can go up and make plays like he can keep you up a lot. But in today's NFL, the way that there's so much throwing going on, and really the guys that have really good inside pass rushers usually are pretty good on defense, because usually guards aren't as good athletes as the tackles that they're playing against, and I mean as the ends are playing against. And so, you know, I've always felt in a 4-3 defense, especially if you've got a great inside pass rusher, you have an advantage that a lot of teams have, because you can find some ends, but those inside guys can create a lot of havoc in there, because they, you know, you got to turn to them, you got to help chip on them sometimes, and you know, and then they can get some good one-on-one matchups, and really it's the same as a receiver, you know. The
other than Johnson, what else do the changes has this Detroit team gone through now, other than when they played you last time?
Well, they've got Bush back now, and you know, he's explosive out of the backfield, explosive on getting to the perimeter in the running game, catches the ball good. They've settled in with the right tackle since our ball game, and you know, defensively they're pretty much the same, and they're playing great. They're playing great.
Fairly is able to play, or if he isn't, how are they different on their D line?
You know, Fairley's a great athlete, and I think he was having a good year, and so it just depends on. But you know, they do enough good things defensively that they can overcome a loss of a guy like that. But I think their linebackers are playing good, playing fast, and as I said before, their secondary is playing aggressive.
The kind of matchup where you would possibly move Xavier around a little bit instead of sticking him on that right side?
I doubt that.
We having officially been eliminated from the playoffs, does that change anything from the standpoint of maybe not playing players with nagging injuries, playing more young players? Does anything change?
I didn't know we were eliminated from the playoffs. But no, the answer is no. Players, if they're healthy, they play. That's why we get paid, to go out here and play, so.
Riddick had a few plays on Gerald Hodges in that last meeting. How much has Gerald grown in those 2 months? I mean, have there been tangible improvements in him in terms of his coverage?
I think he understands his coverage better. The one play was his leverage was too far outside. But they're using Bush a little bit more now. But, you know, Gerald's got good vision, and he understands where he's supposed to be most of the time. So.
John Randall's message to the team the other day when he was here?
Nothing. He just liked the progress, liked watching our guys, liked the progress of the program. You know, I mean, normal stuff.
Impart any wisdom on the defense?
Try to get him to play. No, you know, we love having those former alumni here, and you know, when they're in town, we love to have them come over and come by. And Coach Patterson and him have a long history together. It's important to me that especially the young players, a lot of the veterans know who he is, but some of these young players don't know anything about him. And, you know, when you read the stats that he's the number one sacker of defensive tackles with 137 and a half, and team of the decade, and his picture's hanging up, you know, his banner's hanging up there on the wall. You know, those are pretty impressive, but I love having those kind of guys come around. Good. All right, thank you.